This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said 21st century belongs to India and the ASEAN. Mr. Modi made the remarks while virtually addressing the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit, which is being held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. He stressed that India and ASEAN together represent almost a quarter of the world's population.
21st sadi Bharat aur ASEAN ki sadi hai. Mujhe vishwas hai ki ASEAN Community Vision 2045 aur Viksit Bharat 2047 ka laksh puri manavta ke liye ek ujjwal bhavishya ka nirman karega. Aap sabhi ke saath Bharat kandhe se kandha milakar is disha mein kaam karne ke liye pratibaddh hai.
Mr. Modi said even in this era of uncertainties, the India-ASEAN Comprehensive Strategic Partnership has witnessed sustained progress. He added that this strong partnership is emerging as a robust foundation for global stability and development. Mr. Modi also welcomed Timor-Leste as the newest member of the ASEAN as the Asian nation became the 11th member of the grouping. Earlier in the day, the 47th Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN Summit and related summits got underway at Kuala Lumpur under the theme Inclusivity and Sustainability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the enthusiasm surrounding the government's GST Budget Utsav, a festival of savings launched to coincide with the festive season. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi noted the encouraging rise in the purchase of indigenous products during this festive period.
GST Bachat Utsav ko lekar bhi logon mein bahut utsah hai. Is baar tyoharon mein ek aur sukhad baat dekhne ko mili. Bazaron mein swadeshi samanon ki kharidari zabardast tarike se badhi hai. Maine apne patra mein khane ke tel mein 10% ki kami karne ka bhi aagrah kiya tha. Is par bhi logon ne bahut sakaratmak rukh dikhaya.
During his monthly radio address, he was speaking. The Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor has filled every Indian with pride and highlighted how lamps of joy illuminated even those regions once overshadowed by Maoist terror. Lauding the enduring spirit of India's cultural unity and progress, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the recent celebrations of Diwali and the ongoing devotion of Chhath Puja, which unite millions of people across Bihar, Jharkhand and Purvanchal. The four-day-long festival of Chhath Puja began yesterday with the ritual of Nahai Khai. He extended wishes to people on the occasion. In Bihar, a wave of promises are being made by the ruling alliance of NDA and the opposition Mahagathbandhan to woo the voters for the first phase of assembly elections. Polling in this phase will be held on 121 seats across 18 districts on the 6th of November. BJP senior leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that only the NDA's double-engine government can lead Bihar on the path of development. Meanwhile, the Mahagathbandhan chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said in Patna today that if his government comes to power, Panchayati Raj representatives will be provided insurance coverage of 50 lakh rupees. Meanwhile, Election Commission has issued an advisory to all media platforms and broadcasters for the prohibition of display of election matters in the silence period of 48 hours and exit polls during the upcoming Bihar elections and by-elections. The Indian Meteorological Department has said that the deep depression over southeast Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm over southwest and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal by tomorrow. The IMD predicted the further intensification of this condition into severe cyclonic storm by Tuesday morning. Indian lifter Preeti Smitha Bhoi established a new youth world record at Asian Youth Games in Bahrain today. Competing in the girls' 44kg event, she successfully lifted 92kg in a clean and jerk. This exceptional lift combined with her other successful attempts gave her a total weight of 158kg, securing the gold medal for the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.